We've just heard a track, right, by a band called Big Blues Tribe, which again was you.
Well, I was 1/9 of it. It was a 9-piece big blues
blinking
band.
Blinking, 9-piece.
Yes, 5 brass, 4 singers. It was a big band. It was.
Where are you playing as a 9-piece? Where did you play with that?
Theatres.
Yeah.
And festivals.
Yeah. Mm.
So we did the Upton Blues Festival. And
under the bridge?
We did it under the bridge. We did it on the scaffolding they erected at, over the river.
Over the river, yeah.
With the trapdoor in.
And we did the rugby pitch as well.
Oh, right, okay.
In Marquee.
Yeah.
And did you say that the it was the same bass player that you did with Singer Shadows?
Yes, he was my recruiting officer.
Right, okay. Has he got a lot to answer for?
He has. I've been in 3 or 4 bands with Tony Cole, on a bass player.
Mm.
And he started off the Bootleg Shadows. And he said, how would you like to play keyboards? And I said, keyboards for a guitar instrumental band? And he said, we've done a couple of rehearsals and we need keyboards. And I said, well, it's not really for me. I'm a sort of rock and blues player and I don't really know that much about them. But a few months later, the keyboard player that they had recruited got ill and they said, can you help us out?
Mm.
And 15 years later, I'm still helping them out.
That's some kind of favour, that, isn't it?
It's a good favour.
It's a good favour.
So you've played in a lot of bluesy soul type bands, haven't you, over the years?
Yes, lots.
And I remember seeing you. You might be able to pinpoint the year. You used to play in a Joe Cocker tribute.
Yes.
And that was called Cockermouth.
It was.
And I remember seeing you at the Robin over in Bilston in about sometime, correct me again, about 2004, something like that.
Yeah, round about then.
What happened with that?
Well, it was a side project because we had a band, a 5-piece band called Backdoor Blues Corporation, and we were playing a few festivals and lots of sort of local venues that people who listen to your show will know, like The Lamp in Dudley and The Black Star in Stourport, The Queen's Head, Wolverley. And somebody had the bright idea, I think it was Oliver, because he was the singer,
mm-hmm.
To get a couple of backing singers in and do a Joe Cocker tribute. And we thought thousands would come and watch us, because everybody
why wouldn't
Joe
you?
Cocker. Yeah. So we did the Robin, and we probably did about 30 gigs, something like that, as Joe Cocker, and he never really took off.
Which is a shame, because I've got to be honest, I'm not saying this because you're here, but I remember watching it at the Robin, and I didn't know much Joe Cocker, apart from the obvious, but it was brilliant.
Yeah.
It really was good.
We thought it was brilliant as well.
Yeah.
The great British public didn't know.
Didn't
know.
I thought it's strange, isn't it, because probably back in the day, I forgot, for the advertisements and, you know, not much social media again and that sort of thing.
Mm.
It is a niche market, but the beauty about that niche market is that when you grab it and you get the right audience for it, it absolutely flies because, you know, I'd have gone to see it, definitely would. And I know a couple of mates that would have done as well. And it's, you know, as opposed to going, you know, it's Beatles, it's Stones, it's a little bit different that, you know, and if you get the right musicians in as well, why not? Probably you were before your time, mate.
Well, we did meet this guy who came to one of our gigs, a German guy, and he had won Stars in Their Eyes in Germany as Joe Cocker.
Brilliant.
And he was full-time making a living.
Was I?
Playing the Joe Cocker. So if we moved to Germany, I think we'd have been more successful.
And how did that kick off? Did he just come over to you and break or something and go, you know, I sing Sir Joe Cocker? And you go, yeah, sure you do, mate. Yeah.
He was already planning to visit Britain, and he thought, I'll see which bands are playing where.
Yeah.
And when he saw there was a Joe Cocker tribute on beforehand, he just came up to us at the gig and said, I won Stars in Their Eyes in Germany. Can I come up and sing with
you? Did you try him out prior to?
Yeah, I was going to say, is this like a guitarist twirling his hair? Going, I'm sure he did.
Check him out the back and have a listen.
Yeah.
Was it like that?
We trusted him.
He'd
got a very trusting German accent.
there's something quite informative about that.
So anyway,
brilliant.
Just on to the early days of Mr. Tony Bailey. Where did it all start for you musically?
Right. Well, it started when I was a kid listening to the Beatles, and this is going back to the late 60s, and I was madly into Motown, especially Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye. But then I had a big brother who's 5 years older than me. When I was about 10 or 11, he started bringing back rock albums, particularly Led Zepp and Deep Purple and Yes. And this opened up a whole new avenue for me. I'd never really heard music like that because it wasn't played on the radio. Deliberately, they didn't release singles, a lot of these bands. And I was hooked, especially on Deep Purple. And that's how I started playing the organ, because I just wanted to get that sound.
How old was you when you had your first organ?
Well, it was my dad. It was my dad's organ. He bought one of these great big pieces of furniture in the corner of the room. And he thought, I'll learn how to play. And I ended up taking it over. And I'd learned to play. Basically, I was taught by an idiot. In other words, myself. So I
okay, so good. Anybody who could represent herself in court is a fool for a client.
So I played along to Deep Purple records, and I still, when I'm playing now, every so often, a John Lord riff will come out of my fingers, and I can't help it. It's still there.
Yeah.
All those sort of, they're basically blues riffs.
Okay.
And I didn't know it was a blues scale or anything like that at the time.
You was brought up in Dudley. You've lived in Dudley pretty much all your life.
Yeah. When I got married, we had a house on the Parade, which I'm sure most people will know in Dudley.
Well, my mum was off the Priory, going down towards King Arthur. It's a Lidl now, I think, isn't it?
Other German supermarkets are right.
True.
Yeah, the King Arthur, that was my brother had his wedding reception there.
Did he?
I had my 18th there.
Did you?
Yeah. I couldn't have it in the local because I've been drinking there for 3 years.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's the agent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or the police, yeah.
My brother, bless him, he took me to my first gig, which was Deep Purple at the Wolverhampton Civic.
Oh, wow.
And I was 14 and I'd been nagging my parents for a couple of years because he'd been going to see, he saw Queen supporting Mott the Hoople. And I really wanted to go to that. Yeah. And I was sort of 12 at the time and they said, no, you're a bit young. And they let me go to watch Deep Purple when I was about 14 with David Coverdale. It was the loudest thing I'd ever heard, obviously.
What was that, 73, 74?
74 or 5, yeah.
Yeah.
And my brother had strict instructions to look after me. And,
and he totally ignored her.
I can tell this story because my parents are no longer with us, and he's no longer with us either. But he left me. We were quite near the front, and he said, I'm off to the bar. And I'll see you later. And I was just there transfixed throughout the gig. And it got to the end of the gig, and I thought, well, I better go and find my brother. And he was in a heap at the back of the auditorium, very much the worse for drink. So it ended up me looking after him rather than...
Shall we have another track?
Let's have a track. You've picked a track, haven't you?
Yeah.
Absolute classic by an old, well, legendary folk band.
Yes, I have.
You have. And... how did you get into these?
Through Led Zeppelin, probably, because Sandy Denny sang on one of the tracks on Led Zeppelin 4. And I thought, what a great voice.
Yeah.
And found out that she was in this band called Fairport Convention. And I started finding out more about them. And they got a fabulous guitarist as well called Richard Thompson, who you hear on this track. And when I was a bit older and started going to more gigs on my own, I started going to Cropperty Festival.
Yeah.
And saw them there. And every year, as you know, they're there. And they always do this song because it's an absolute classic.
Timeless, isn't it? The track you've picked, Fairport Convention, and...
Who Knows Where the Time Goes.